I just need to share some things with you about these leaflets. Did you all receive them? Let's just look first of all at the purple one that is called Church Legacy. These are leaflets which we're just launching for the next few Sundays to remind us about our discipleship also includes our resources, our finances. I know sometimes it's very difficult to think about our own death. It seems a little bit sort of gloomy and macabre. Yet as Christians, we are not to be afraid of death. We trust in the Lord Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, and we should be able to face the future and to think about our definite plans for the future. I hope we've all made an up-to-date will, and perhaps we've all thought and prayed about actually writing down our recording for leaving a legacy in our will. This little leaflet goes through to explain exactly what a legacy is, why it matters to churches to have these gifts coming in on a regular basis, even some suggested wording for a legacy. And again, if you have any questions about that, do speak to our treasurer, who is David Williams. David, could you stand up? Just in case you do not recognize this lovely man called David Williams, he is our PCC treasurer. He'll be available at the back to talk to you about giving, about our legacy, and anything in these leaflets. So let's turn then to the green one that says at the top of it, Giving at St. Lawrence, a Continuing Gift. Now, you need to be made aware that the church is struggling financially at the moment. We have a general fund where most of our incomings and outgoings go out of, and we're struggling to make ends meet. It really is as simple as that. We're probably about £10,000 or £12,000 short in the general fund each year. Now, you might think, what difference does that make? Well, it means that we're not really paying our way as a church family. It means that the giving to World Mission is now actually reducing. That means we cannot give as much as we'd like to give. We've said in the church we ring-fence 10% of our giving to World Mission. And that is actually down considerably in the last year. That means we cannot support Scripture Union in Pakistan as much as we want to, CMS in Chile, and Kathmandu in Nepal. We cannot do as much as we want to do simply because our giving is going down. I want to encourage you today to prayerfully think, how am I actually giving to the church? Now, I know we have lots of other demands upon us. We may have lots of other causes which are very special to us on our hearts. But the local church still has a claim upon us as a Christian as well. We know that many people are under pressure financially, but as Christians, we believe our discipleship also includes our giving. The Lord Jesus was never embarrassed to talk about money in the Gospels. Often he's talking about how we use our money. The suggestion here is that we think about a rough area of maybe 5 or 10% of our income. Now, that income includes salary, but it might also include pensions. It could include other ways that we actually sort of make ends meet, even if we are retired. It means being sacrificial. If we are to give a realistic amount of our wealth, our money to the Lord, it means we may have to give up something. It may mean that we have to not replace our car this year, not to buy that new kitchen till next year, maybe not to have that weekend or holiday we were thinking of. If we're to take our giving seriously, we need to think about it being sacrificial. It needs to be planned. If we just wait to give what's left over at the end of the month, there may not be anything left. Our planned giving scheme is in this folder at the back of church. I do really recommend it to you. It's a wonderful way to give regularly, financially to the church. Is it on the screen? Yeah. So the parish giving scheme is a wonderful way to give. There's a gift form to fill in. You can actually tick a box. That actually means it's index linked, that it goes up with inflation as well. So in real terms, it keeps its value. It also means that we can tax efficiently collect the tax away. It means that we can actually think about how to plan our giving and our budgets throughout the year. Inside, there's a little letter in this pack. There's also a giving guide that works out your level of income and what that looks like on a monthly basis at 5% and 10%. And I do commend this to you. I know sometimes it's very difficult to think about our giving. We think that we're not well off. We look over our shoulder that this must mean other people. But actually, we're all in this together as a church family. We need to take seriously our giving, particularly as in the next few years we're going to be thinking about our reordering project, about changing this church building, making it fit for purpose. We need to be a sacrificial, giving congregation. So again, pick up one of these folders if you're interested in the planned giving scheme at the back of church, and do have a chat with David afterwards. He'd love to speak to you about how, as disciples, we can share our money with the Lord.